Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the effects that sins have, the consequences, the repercussions of sins. As you know, we're in the blessed month of Ramadan, which is a very beautiful month, is a very spiritually opportune month where we can reap the benefits of the worship of Allah. It's been narrated that in this month, even our breaths that we take are considered as an act of worship. But we have to be very careful. In this month, if we sin, right, we might erase the rewards that we have accrued by means of our acts of worship. So let's be careful and let's stay away from sins in this holy month. So in this beautiful tradition, the Prophet talks about the effects that sins have. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The sin is also a source of misfortune for people other than the perpetrator of the sin." It's very interesting. You know, usually we think of sins as having an effect on us, and that also in the hereafter. Sometimes if we, think about it a little bit more, we assume that the sins might have an effect on us in this world as well. But here in this tradition, the Prophet says that not only does a sin have an effect on the person who performed the sin, it also has an effect on others. How so? The Prophet explains this. The Prophet says that he too is afflicted, meaning the other person who didn't perform the sin. The Prophet says, "For if someone who was to expose that sin, he too becomes afflicted." Right? Meaning this sin that this person performed, it puts the other people in a situation where they are. It makes them liable to sin as well. How? By telling other people about that sin, right? And if he was, the Prophet says, if he was to talk about him behind his back, he would also be committing a sin. So let's say somebody's over there, and he's, God forbid, not praying in the month of Ramadan, or he breaks his fast. Right? In the month of Ramadan, he's not fasting, right? Right? This, the people who are around him now, if they start talking about him behind his back, hope now they're doing ghibat, they're backbiting, they might expose him in front of others and in this way commit a sin. So this person, by sinning, he's putting other people in the position to sin as well, right? So this is also something bad. In continuation, the Prophet says, "And if he is content thereof, and does not bother with others' actions, then it is as if he also partook in the sin." Meaning if the other person, if he doesn't do anything about it, right? This person is sinning, let's say he's breaking his fast, he's not fasting, or he's not praying, or whatever, right? The people who are around him, or his brother in faith who is with him, let's say he doesn't even care about it. He doesn't talk about him behind his back, but he doesn't also try to stop this person from perpetrating the sin. Well, so now this other person is performing a sin by not doing nahi anil munkar, right? It's almost as if he's getting the same, he will get the same punishment as the person who was sinning, right? So this person, by sinning, he's putting other people in a position to sin as well, right? This is one of the effects that his sin has on other people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the effects of sins on other people, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please remember us in your prayers in this month of Ramadan. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.